Blog Talk Radio.
Ola Moore, a realtor in the Charlotte metro area with First Choice Properties Incorporated. I got into the sales side of real estate because I truly wanted to help people achieve that American dream in owning a home. I want you to understand that you're not just a transaction to me, because I know that your perfect home is more than just a building with four walls, but it's a place where you will build memories, experience events with friends and family, and most importantly, it's having a place where you can relax and call your own. Now, this may be your first time buying a home, or maybe you have a home to sell in order to get into your forever home. Either way, I'd be more than happy to help. My dad used to say, a man's home is his castle, so just think of me as one of your knights looking out for your best interests. So, if you're ready to take that next step, call me at 704-648-5155 or email me at olamorehomes@gmail.com to schedule your seller or buyer consultation.
All right, it's the Plug Radio Station. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. People that are already online listening to me, I want to thank you guys for listening to another radio station here on the Hilltop Radio Show by the Invincible DJ Sean. Tonight we got the one and only Hall of Fame from the Isley Brothers. New song dance with you. Also, we're going back to play show. So he wrote, he was my brother, about his career. He's going on tour. On a plug called Getting It Off the Chest, which I'm going to be talking about. Different things that come to my mind. Hope I don't get anybody upset or pissed off with what I do. I love what I do. I want to thank again everybody that tuned in. Delaware, D.C., the DMV, the U.K., Canada, Mexico. I want to thank all you guys for tuning in. The Caribbean islands now. Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic. I want to thank all you people there for tuning in to the show tonight as well. And then Throwback Thursday, you guys already know it's 11 o'clock. We got the hottest series on the internet right now, Loyalty and Betrayal. The cast members will be on with me. They just dropped their web series on YouTube a couple of weeks ago, last week I think it was. And we got the crew coming on talking about the upcoming release of their second part two. Right now, a lot of people's really into it. Numbers are climbing. That's the thing about it, is getting those numbers up. S. Dot and April Muhammad, she's the engine behind it. She puts everything out there as well. We're going to talk to the cast members on Throwback Thursday. Again, I want to thank everybody for coming in, tuning in. And we're going to play another right back. Another 5 minutes, and then we'll have Mr. Chris Jasper on tune with us. You guys enjoy this interview with him. He's a hell of a musician, composer, writer, engineer. He just finished school, being his lawyer. He's a lawyer now, entertainment lawyer as well. Son's getting married, and he's getting ready, getting everything in place to go on tour, and I can't wait for that. So we're gonna jump into one of Chris Jasper's songs, and we'll be right back here with him on The Plug.
I believe it's something.
Welcome back to The Plug. This is your host, DJ Sean. DJ Sean. And I have on the one and only Chris Jasper. Welcome to The Plug. Chris, how you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good, man. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Hey, man, thank you for taking out of your busy schedule and being a part of this new show. The best person, one of the best composers and writers in the world, man. So, thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So Chris, what's going on? I know it's probably been a year since you've been on the show, or less than that. What's going on with you now, man? I know you got the new song, Dance With Me. How's that doing for you right now?
Dance With You is that's the new single from the album, and, just starting to get it out and promoting it, and, people are digging it, man. So,
yeah,
I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, I enjoyed listening to it when I first heard it. Like, wow, the beat and the sounds familiar, a couple of your other songs from back in the day. But I'm not going to. I was like, that's a real hit. That's a club. That's a little club. Folks. So man, how you feel about your music today than when it was when you started back in 73?
Well, right now, like, I think I have more creative freedom now than I had before. And I can do, gospel. I can do, just about whatever I want to do. A song like you just played, It's a Miracle. Mm-hmm. That probably wouldn't be a song that I could do with the group, since I'm by myself and, I have all this creative freedom, I can do a lot of things that I want to do that represent, what I believe, personally. And I think that's the big difference.
Wow. So do you have like when you wrote before back in the 70s and 80s and 90s, are you less, what I'm trying to say is you're not more, bothered. You have, like you said, you have more freedom. You're not more bothered than you are now, dealing with a whole band. Now you're solo. That's feels a lot better to you as far as, your health, right?
Yeah. I mean, before you got to consider, everybody and, what they want to do sometimes. It can be good sometimes, but sometimes it can be bad. Like, I felt some of the songs, that we did back then would have been better off if, I had just totally done them, because I wrote the songs for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's different when you write something for yourself, and then if somebody else does it because they don't have the same feeling about it that you do. You know what I mean? The same approach.
So, yeah, because go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, Chris. I'm saying that's the difference. Now I can do it just the way I want it. And in all directions, vocally, musically. I can direct the material exactly where I want it to go.
Yeah, because you posted arranged, it was a rehearsal part, Showdown, 1978. And I said, I listened. And I was like, wow, you really did a lot behind the scenes with the Isley brothers and, Isley Jasper and Isley, that a lot of people didn't know and give you a lot of credit, for that, because the credit went to, Ron. But I was so amazed how everything fell into place just like playing chess. Yeah, I was really amazed.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, I have a background in composition. That's what I studied from when I was 7 years old. The whole group knew it. Everybody in the group knew it. They knew my background. They knew I went to Juilliard. They knew, that I can write for the orchestra, I can arrange. They knew my background. So,
oh, wow.
When it came to doing music, whether it be on stage or whether it be in the studio, it was just a natural thing for me to direct it. You know what I mean? Because I knew where all the parts should be. I knew, where to have people come in, where to have them lay out. you know, I had a total view of the music. So they all understood it, and, you know, that's how everything worked out.
Wow. Let me ask you this, Chris. You think today's music is missing what you added to music back, you know, back in the 70s, 60s, 70s, and 80s?
Yeah, I think the I've spoken about this before too. I think that what's missing from, you know, today's music in general is the people doing the music, whether it be the producers or the musicians or even the singers sometimes. Their background is somewhat limited, you know, and what they've studied or what they've, you know, been exposed to. And I feel as if you're not exposed to a lot of things, you know, I mean, the whole history of R&B and jazz and the blues, and if you don't have that background, you're gonna be limited on what you can produce. You won't be able
right.
to produce so much. If all you heard was, say, for example, rap coming up, that's gonna limit you to that. You know what I mean? And that's a pretty narrow spectrum when it comes to the huge spectrum of music. You know what I mean? And
yes,
so,
sir.
You have much more to draw from when you've had exposed to a lot of different types of music. And I encourage people, man, go back and listen to the blues. Go back and listen to jazz. You know what I mean? Go back and listen to the very beginnings, because you will find out that you're not really doing anything all that new. You know, a lot of times, you know, current generations think that, hey, man, we're doing this new thing, and, you know, it's never been done before. Well, wait a second. You know, do a little studying, and you'll find out that, you know, it's based on something that's happened before, you know.
Right.
And so,
that's
but,
right.
You know, all these things sprang from in America. You know, the blues, it's
right.
an American thing, the blues, R&B, jazz. You know, that's American music. And I think people should, you know, maybe pay a little more attention to that. You know what I mean? And I think it would broaden their view on what they would produce. And maybe, you know, do a little studying and, you know, as much as you know about a subject, the better. That's how I felt. And I wanted to learn everything about music. The orchestra, how to orchestrate, you know, everything. I wanted to know it all. And so that's why now I can do my own records. I can do film scores. I can do whatever I want to. And it's only because, you know, I have that background in music. And that's what a lot of other musicians, you know, back when I was coming up, they had broad, you know, backgrounds too. Like Marvin
Gaye.
He was not just a singer. Marvin Gaye, he was a really good jazz pianist. You know, a lot of people
right.
don't know that about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Matter of fact, most of your R&B stars were musicians. You know, Aretha Franklin was a musician. You know, Jimi Hendrix was a musician. I mean, you just go one by one by one by one. It's that all of them were musicians, just about, you know.
Wow.
And that's what shaped, you know, R&B music, is that musicianship. You know, it's a lot of it stemmed from jazz. You know, the Motown ensemble was a jazz ensemble at first. You know, the Funk Brothers. They were,
right.
They
sure
were,
was.
They were a jazz ensemble. You know, they did jazz stuff and stuff. You know, so that music is connected. It's a deep well, you know, of musical experiences that I feel if you miss it, you missed out on a lot. You know what I mean? If you missed out on a lot if you missed that.
So it sounds like when you get ready to tour and get ready to do your thing, you're going to have an orchestra?
I don't know. I might have an orchestra of keyboard players. That's for sure. That's what I'm going to need, you know, or the equivalent thereof. I mean, I'm gonna need some guys, you know, that can play the keys. You know, that's gonna be my main concern.
Right.
But then, you know, you need a bass player, you need a drummer, you know, you need a percussionist, you know. So I'll have to travel with a pretty big group, and that's one of the things that's kind of you know, made me not tour yet, is because when I do tour, it has to be with that full thing, because my music won't sound right if it's not. You know what I mean? Because I have a lot of things that I, not a moving parts in my music.
That's how Barry White was and Teddy Fendergrass. They had to move with the orchestra. So I understand what you're saying there. I really do.
Yeah.
So this is the Plug Radio Show. We got the only Hall of Famer, if anybody didn't know that, Hall of Famer. Was it 2015? I think it was.
The Grammy was in 2014. The Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. The Hall of Fame, we were inducted in 92.
That's right.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay, I'm getting them mixed up. So it's the Grammy Lifetime Achievement you guys got. Okay, got you. All right, well, Chris, here's your new dance with me here on the Plug, man. I appreciate you. We'll be right back.
Put your hand in mine.
We were meant to be.
Your
right, welcome back to The Plug. That is the latest from Mr. Chris Jasper's album, Dance With Me. Man, Chris, I really enjoy that one, man. I can hear a little bit of your song from Isley, Jasper Isley, Insuperable Woman. I can hear a little bit of that.
Insuperable Woman, yeah. Well, you know, I had the harpsichord sound in that one, too. Yeah.
Okay.
That's one I use. I also use it in Between the Sheets, you know, different songs I would use that sound in. That's kind of one of my, you know, signature things that I use a lot.
I enjoy that because when I heard it the first time, I said, wait a minute. So I said, let me go back and listen to stuff. And I said, okay, it's got a little bit of that into it, too. And I really enjoy it, man. I'm really seeing it. Charts and doing what's supposed to do, man. I can't wait to see the video whenever you drop the video for it.
Yeah, yeah. We're working on some stuff now. My son Mike, he does a video, so get him, you know, to finish it, and you know we'll put that up there.
Okay. And also, your son is getting ready to tie the knot soon, right?
That's right. Yeah, September 15th. Yeah, he's getting married, and you know there's a lot of planning going on and stuff now, you know, so everybody's getting ready for that, you know.
Sir, Chris, one question I want to ask you: if there's anything in today's music that you would want to take away and add, what would that be?
I think I'd like to take away some of the bad lyrics, you know what I mean. I just don't think it's necessary. I mean, you know, it sounds insane to me sometimes, you know, because I don't think you have to make a record and, you know, be profane with it. You know what I mean? I don't think that's necessary to have a hit or to be noticed. But I think, you know, everybody, you know, a lot of the younger guys, especially, they hear it and they say, oh yeah, that's what everybody's doing, so I guess I should do it, you know, and it's just not good, you know. I don't like that part of it.
Right. And what would you add to the industry if you could?
Well, if I could, I would like to see them play more of a spectrum of what's out there musically.
Right.
Because back there, you know, back there in the 70s, in the 60s, 70s, and 80s even, they were playing a wide variety, you know, all the major stations, major FMs. You know, that's why you turned on FM, was to hear all
right.
of this different music, you know, they were playing, you know what I mean, from everybody, you know. And they've kind of limited the playlist, you know. And the radio doesn't sound the same anymore, you know. And I think if you brought more of what's truly out there onto the formats, you know, I think people would appreciate that more, because a lot of people tell me they, you know, they turn off the radio because they don't like what they're hearing. You know, they're not playing what they want. And so there's obviously, you know, a need for it. People want to hear it. They're just not getting it, you know.
Right. And to back that up, as a DJ and as a personality, I limit to what I play when I'm on, because like you just said, some of the music I don't care for. It doesn't have any meaning. It's not like, oh man, I remember this back, you know, when I was 10 years old, and you can name the group and
mm-hmm.
you can't do that nowadays, because it's awful. And I hate to say that, the music's awful. Some of the music's awful. Some of it.
Yeah, and I always say, a songwriter or a producer or whatever can only produce what's within them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can't go past what's within you. And so,
right.
and everybody's trying to take a shortcut. You know, the quick fix. You know, how can I make a whole lot of money fast? You know what I mean? Without studying, without. You know, getting a good background in what you're getting ready to approach, you know, and it shows in the product, product is
exactly.
not going to be as good as it could have been.
Exactly, because like Tito Jackson, Jeffrey Osborne, Johnny Gill, yourself,
mm-hmm.
Marshall Thompson, other lights, you guys are bringing music back, and it gets played, but it doesn't get played like it needs to be played on radio, on the top 40 stations. They just now started playing Jeffrey Osborne.
Yeah,
nice little rotation, but his music came out like 5 or 6 years ago. You know what I mean? And Marshall Thompson of the Shylights, the only living member of the Shylights, has a new song, and now it's barely getting play. So this is a music that I understand what you're talking about. We need back on the radio. Honestly. Yep.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people would be really happy to hear the stuff that they feel they've been missing. I mean, that's a lot of comments I get are those kind of comments. Oh, Chris, thank you for, thank you for recording real music, Thank you for, a lot of the comments are like that, you know what I mean? And it's, and I'm like, well, this is the music that I've always done, you know what I mean? And I'm not going to change just because, somebody is limiting their playlist.
Right.
I mean? I call that dishonesty when an artist does that. When they have a certain style, and then they're gonna change the style because the radio won't play them. I mean, it's crazy. It's like you should always do what you do best. Do what you
exactly.
do best, and that people will appreciate it.
Chris, anybody out there that you'd like to work with?
Well, I've always wanted to work with Stevie, but I know now it's probably not a good time. But I felt a lot of his stuff and my stuff had a lot of common things, in it musically.
Mom.
And I think
right.
I always wanted to do that. I wanted to record with Marvin Gaye, but that never happened. But
right.
He liked the stuff I was doing too. He told me that, and that kind of blew me away, because I was a Marvin Gaye fan from a little kid,
Right.
When he told me he liked my stuff, I was like, whoa. Hold on, man.
Oh, wow.
I've been singing your stuff since I was able to sing. What are you talking
about? Yeah.
That's the kind of music I like. I grew up on it. I love R&B. That was my first love when I started to study music. With R&B, man, and I'm gonna continue to do it.
Oh wow, I appreciate that, man. I'm gonna throw this out at you. Any reunion tours with the Osley Brothers coming up that they've asked you or reached out or someone put together as well as you doing your solo thing?
There's been some talk about solo tours in England. I was talking to some people the other day.
Okay.
So that's not, finalized yet, but, we're talking. As far as the Isaac Brothers know, there's nobody's reached out to me on as far as that's concerned.
Okay. Right. Well, Chris, I'm gonna do a little treat for you. I did upload Showdown 1978, the rehearsal part. And we're going to play that so you guys listening can hear Chris actually getting in the group, how to come in, stay with it, and just orchestrating like he's here on the plug. So you guys are going to enjoy this. We'll be right back.
I'm
Some memories, brother.
I was just thinking as I was playing, it was so tight. There were four people in that ensemble that could play drums.
Oh, wow.
Everett Collins, who was playing drums. Mm-hmm. Kevin Jones, who was playing congas. Ernie plays drums, but he's also playing guitar. He was playing guitar on that. And I can play drums.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that's why it was so tight, man. There was drummers all over the place, you know?
Oh, wow.
And so it was like, that was really, really we were really a tight group, you know. And I don't want to talk about what's going on now, you know, because you know they're doing their own thing. But it don't sound like that now, folks.
No, it don't. No, it don't. Everything's done with a computer.
Let me tell you. It's not
going
to sound like that, okay?
No.
It just doesn't.
No. I had to bring some memories back to you. I seen you advertise it. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna go and find it and upload it and everything. For a minute there, I was like, damn, did I upload the wrong one? And then I was like, nah, it's the right one.
that was the thing, man. You know, we were tight, man. We were rehearsing a lot. And I have to say, you know, it doesn't get that tight just by, you know, that one rehearsal. You know, I had the guys rehearse their parts, you know, separately. Mm. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
So that when you got to rehearsal, you knew what the heck to play, right?
Right.
So, you know, it was like rehearsal on top of rehearsal. That's why we were so tight, man. And a lot of people don't understand that. A lot goes into making a band really, really tight. Like Earth, Wind & Fire, for example. One of the tightest bands I've ever seen, you know?
Right.
But I know the rehearsal and the meticulousness that went on, you know, to get them to play like that. You know,
right.
And that's why I really appreciated that band. Because it doesn't come from just, hey, guys, let's go into a room and let's jam. Oh, no. Uh-uh. It doesn't happen that way. It's a lot... It's a lot of individual rehearsal and back and forth talking, you know, and hey, you know, what do I do here? What, you know, am I playing this riff right? No, you know, play this, you know. And so when we finally got together, we were tight like that. That's, you know, that was the sum total of all the independent rehearsals.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many takes did y'all do? How many hours did you guys put into like one song to make it that?
It depends. You know,
okay.
Like for Take Me to the Next Phase, right?
Uh-huh.
Record that took a long time because it wasn't played in sequence. I had to edit it, you know, a lot of times. I think there was like 8 edits on that song. You know, we had to put in crowd noise. I mean, It was one of the most, you know, songs that took the longest, but it was one of the best results. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
It all depends on what the song idea is. But thankfully, you know, I wrote so many of the songs that, you know, I played a lot of the parts myself. So, that took a lot of the time down, you know, because I knew exactly what I was going to play. So it was like just going in there and playing it.
Wow.
But, you know, maybe that somebody else had, like if Ernie had an idea, it might take a little longer because, you know, it took him a little longer to do certain things, especially, you know, selling on a solo. You know what I mean? He just didn't go in and do a solo, one solo, and that was it. You know what I mean? That's not how that happened, you know?
Right.
So, you know, picking a solo that, you know, was the best, something like that, you know, maybe took a little while. But some songs are very fast, and some songs took longer. It just depends.
You guys put a lot of records out, hits out, you know,
I didn't get that question. You're really kind of breaking up on me. I don't know what the problem is. So.
Now?
Say something else?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, every time you talk, it's like breaking up. It's like a breakup thing happening.
I don't understand what's going on.
That was plain right there. I could hear that. I don't understand what's going on.
I don't know. The devil trying to get you off here.
Yeah. Okay. It just got better. It just got better.
Okay. Cool. What I was asking was, your all the music that you put out, you know, with the Isley Brothers and
Jasper Isley, and then now yourself, man. Me as growing up listening to it, I really enjoy it. I still enjoy it. I still play it on my Quiet Storm. And I appreciate you not leaving the entry and fading away. I'm glad you're still here to bring music back to my age. You know, I'm 49, and I still enjoy the 70s and 80s, which, you know, and keep bringing it, and I'm going to keep playing it. That's all I got to say.
I really appreciate that, man, too. And I think, you know, there's a lot in that music. A lot of people have sampled, you know, a lot of our songs, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
They obviously think there's something to it, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of history in the music. I mean, I could break down some songs for you and tell you, you know, how I came up with this and that. And it's more than just sitting down at the piano. It has to do with, you know, the things I studied, the things I learned, you know, the different techniques I used, you know, were from my education. And I think education isn't stressed enough, you know.
Right.
Because you can learn a lot. You can learn a lot that you didn't think was possible. Like, I think a lot of people didn't think it was possible to merge jazz and classical music into R&B, but that's exactly what I did. You know what I mean? That's kind of the approach I used. And it's formed that sound. That sound everybody says, oh, that's the sound that when the record came on, you know. Well, I formed it from that combination of jazz, classical.
And, oh, wow.
And combining those two things into making a unique, you know, chord structure, which is identifiable. That's what I was always trying to produce, is something that if somebody heard it and they didn't know what the artist was, you know, but they could say, hey, I know that sound, you know, just like when the Motown song came on, you know. You knew it was the Motown song. You may not have known who the artist was, you know, but you knew it was Motown, right?
Exactly.
So that's what I was going for, and that's what people, when they say, that, hey, Chris still has that sound, that's what I was trying to produce, is a unique sound.
Well, man, as long as you're breathing and God is allowing you to, man, just keep bringing it, I'd say. And then it did it. Maybe next year we could sit down, bring a camera crew up, and we can sit down and you can break it down, teach us, and we can put it on every outlet we can get it on, and that'd be a nice weekend to do whenever you're free. I'd like to hook that up if we could. Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right.
Yes. Chris, any else, man? Any shout outs? You know, anybody you
like
to?
Of course, my family and, you know, in Cincinnati. Most of my family's in Cincinnati, but, you know, family here too. Also to, you know, all the people who, you know, respond, you know, the Facebook friends, I like a special shout out to them. And thanks for all the comments and birthday wishes and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, man. It's really good to hear and get the feedback, you know, because I think that's what every songwriter, composer wants, is to know if their stuff is, they're connecting with people. And I found that out, you know, in a good way. So thanks to everybody. And
yes, sir.
Please continue to, you know, listen and support the music. At ChrisJasper.com, by the way. You can hear all the music.
There you guys go, ChrisJasper.com. Chris, you still looking good. You still looking good, man. Back when you came out in the 70s, man.
Yeah, well, you know, just try to live right, man. Stay away from drugs and alcohol.
That's right.
You know, try to live right, man. That's the key to it.
All right, everybody, go to ChrisJasper.com, man. You can hear his music and get to know this young guy. Me on the plug, Chris, man. I really appreciate you, man. I know how much, you know, when we first connected years ago, man, you're very humbling and if you're available, and, you know, you're always there when we need you here on the show, man. So what I can do, keep doing as far as pushing your music, I will. I really do appreciate you, and we love you, man. Real talk.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you too, man. Thanks so much.
All right, man. Well, good night and have a good weekend, man. And don't be stressed about the wedding. It'll come into place.
I'm really cool about it, man. I'm, you know, it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be nice.
Okay, man. You have a good night, brother. Safe.
All right. You too, man. Peace.
Peace. All right, you guys, this is The Plug. That was the one and only Chris Jasper, formerly of the group, the Isley Brothers, here with Truly. I can't believe an hour like that. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Next week, we've got another choice. So you guys want to find the from Monday shows and Thursday shows, we're going to bring all the artists here on The Plug on Thursday. 9 p.m. Here with the Invincible DJ Sean, and just basically, you know, do of old school, new school. Make sure you guys go check it out again, chrisjasper.com. On you guys want to go check out and go get Dance With Me. You can go to and listen to all his old hits from Isley, Jasper Isley as well, Caravan of and Sensible Woman, Between the Sheets, Chooses Love, Showdown, which I just played by Chris. And guys, in an hour, I'll be back in an hour with the throwback radio show. We got the guest from Loyalty and Betrayal, a web series out of New Jersey. He's going to be in the house in another hour, 15 minutes. And I want you guys to. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank everybody for keeping the Hilltop Radio Show number one on their dial or on their computer. I really appreciate it. This is show number one. We'll be back next Thursday, God's willing, 9 p.m. with another guest. Keep checking out. Keep going to DJ Sean RadioNetwork.com. Soon I'm going to get up and rolling. Well, it's up and rolling, but all you guys for through the week is going to be either there or Facebook. Follow me. If you have questions or you know any artists that you think that's in the show, you know, you can just hit me up at sean.hilltop@gmail.com, or you can hit me up 704-713-56, leave a message or text me, or you can into the show 506-595-8110. I appreciate you guys. Have a good night. Be blessed, and I'll be back right with you next week here on The Plug with the one only DJ Sean.